Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Final segment with the great Gerald Celente of Trends Research in the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com. All right, you got 5 minutes. I want you to host. I'm going to shut up. Spill your guts. Give us all your knowledge.
Thanks a lot, Alex, and thank you again for all you do. You know, one of the top trends we have is the homeless solution, and they refuse to listen to us on this. The homeless, we're spending tens and tens of billions of dollars every year to put these people into shelters. They're out on the streets. It's a mess. It's not working. So we have a homeless solution, and here it is. Once upon a time, there used to be a movie called Boys Town. And what they did is they took these kids that came from broken families and other disastrous things, and they built a Boys Town for them. And they show these young kids skills, how to work, how to do things in a beautiful, beautiful place. We could do the same thing with the homeless solution. We're putting people in what they call shelters. Isn't that brilliant? A shelter? You're putting them in these crappy places. Oh, and by the way, this is Boys Town. Yep. We're putting them in these crappy places. And by the way, the big, you know, like the old hotels and stuff, these are owned by the people that pay the politicians off to put them in there. So what we do is we build homeless towns. And for example, I'm up here in Kingston, New York, at the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. One time, there used to be a place called the Borscht Belt. It had Grossinger's, Brown. It was where all the top comedians, the Jerry Lewis's, all the Sammy Davis Jr.'s, all the top of the top used to come up here. It changed when they had the jet set began, when they started jet airplanes in the late 1960s. And then people started flying around. But everybody from the city and every place used to come up here. Now there is all these beautiful Catskill Mountain places empty, empty. Rather than spending billions of dollars giving it to the political clowns that get paid off to put people in shelters, we build homeless towns, beautiful places. Get them off the streets. Get them, look at the destruction that they're not only doing to the people that is spending all of this money in rents and housing that other people are destroying, but give them a real life. We put them in these beautiful areas all over the country, all over the country, into the exurban areas where you have these beautiful, beautiful land that's empty, and you give them skills. Here, you want to eat, you got to do this. You teach them how to paint. Teach them how to fix things.
But the system doesn't want that, Gerald. They want a bunch of zombies they control.
I know. Again, it's up to us. Remember, Alex, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams.
I totally agree with you. And that's what we need, is people to have a model of it, show it works. Won't be all the homeless that click to it, but a good minority, maybe even a majority, will do it. And then it can be a model duplicated everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. And we give them skills. We put life back into them. We give them a spirit. Here, this is how you cook. This is how you plant vegetables.
Everybody should be doing that. Studies show most adults now don't know how to cook even or plant vegetables, and we're designed to do it. It feels good to do it.
Alex,
my favorite pastime is gardening when I have time and cooking. I zone out. I love making dinner. We're supposed to do it.
Yep. And that's why we're in the shape we're in. And we're not among the 60%+ of the people eating ultra-processed foods.
Well, I'm not in great shape like you. I've done a lot of bad things, but I know what's right. And I know you look like you're 60 and you're 76. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, first book I worked on was Natural Healing back in the 1980s.
Gerald, you're co-hosting Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, myself, Owen Schroyer. We'll see you then. We love you. TrendsResearch.com. Folks, go there and subscribe. He's a great patriot. And then share your subscription. God bless you, Gerald.
God bless you, and thank you for everything you do.
We'll be right back.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalist psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, T-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, please listen to me very, very carefully. I do not tell you these things about the show to impress you. I tell you because we've discovered what the enemy fears. We know how to beat them, and I think most of you already understand that. But a lot of new listeners don't understand. Why do they have thousands of articles a week, year after year, lying about us attacking us? Why do they pull out all the stops to try to shut us down? Because I study how psyops work decades and decades and decades ago. Years before I got on air, I had family who had worked in secret areas of these systems tell me how things really worked, and they were against what was happening. And I just grew up hearing this and knowing this, and as I got older, I saw it happening and thought, oh, they really told me the truth. When you're a kid, it's just kind of background noise, but you're like a sponge taking that all in. And so they have congressional hearings about us. They talk about how we're the number one enemy because they're the criminals that have hijacked the country. And I can tell you, big tech, the European Union, the big think tanks, and the criminals that have hijacked our government have absolutely 110% been at war with InfoWars because we know how to defeat them. We know how to stop them. And so they're on record studying what we do, studying how we operate, because they fear what we're covering, what we're breaking down, will spread to the general public. But what are they most concerned about? And I've seen this in congressional documents. We played the clips. I even played one earlier in the week. But I want you to understand something. They want to know how I've been able, with my guest and my crew and this whole family, to mobilize people and get Trump elected and really punch big stories through that they're suppressing into the mainstream. They see us as the weapon that's defeated them, because we have together this whole family, God working through us, God gets all the credit. And part of being so successful against these enemies is that they come after you. So when I tell you about this, I didn't just research this when I was young. I've just been on air 28 years. All these persecutions have really taken my understanding of the cutting edge of their attacks to the next level. So I'm going to explain something right now. When I got up here last hour, just briefly mentioned, hey, we're going to do a special broadcast from 8 a.m. past midnight on Tuesday, the Alex Jones Was Right emergency broadcast. And I said, if you get excited about it, and if you share the link from InfoWars.com/show, when you do that, it has an ultra-massive effect. But it's not just about InfoWars. It's that when you realize how much power you've got, and when you get excited, not just about promoting InfoWars, but going to your city council, your county commissioner, your school board, your state house, or to town halls and getting up for 2-3 minutes speaking, the people, whether you're an old lady or a black man or a white man or a Hispanic person or an Asian person, gay, straight, doesn't matter. When you speak that truth, fellow humans listen to you and put the highest level of credibility on you above government, above media, above the corporations who they see as garbage. And they're looking for your leadership. And they're looking for you to give them that cue so they can join you. So start a local news site that has an article a week, an article a day, whatever you want to do. Go speak out. Tell people who you are. Tell them about your movement to promote freedom. They will join you. They will get involved with you. You can help their movement. The answer is in the people. The answer is in what the globalists fear, what they call the proletariat or the population. And so they want to know how we excite people. They want to know why we're so successful mobilizing people. Well, we're promoting things that are ingrained on our souls, ingrained in our guts, ingrained in our very DNA of liberty and justice and freedom and beauty and art and culture and loving God and having good people together that stand up for what's right. That's why they try to sell you on overt evil to where it just gets so extreme you roll over and give up. Giving up only makes it worse. So have hope. Know this life is a test. Know that I'm just some regular guy from Texas who saw what was going on and stood up and took action because I believed in you. I believed I could inspire you to fight the New World Order. And I knew that when I read stuff the globalists had written in the 70s, in the 90s, when I first really got involved, had all basically been done. And I went, well, if what they wanted in the 50s was done by the 70s, and if what they wanted in the 70s was done by the 90s, what they want by the 2000s, total control, which you now see, all the carbon taxes and shutdowns of energy and crime and deadly drugs and pedophilia and brainwashing and open borders, they said they were going to do all of that in the 90s. And I was like, wow, they just got all this other stuff done. They mean business. I'm going to be ridiculed at first. I'm going to be demonized. I'm going to be attacked. But this is an adventure. This is the right thing to do. And my guts, my soul, my spirit wants to do this. And so no matter how far I get, I knew this 25 years ago plus, I'm going to do this because it's the right thing to do and God's watching. And I'm always in that moment of conscience. That's God watching. Your soul knows that. Of my audience is God. My audience is what is God doing? And God loves that. And God starts opening doors and God starts giving you intel and God won't give you power you can't handle until you've gone through more tribulations. And once you've been tested and once you've been proven, God then opens up the next weapon armory. Is the best way to describe it, of truth and justice and will and courage and just energy and stamina and just and people see it and they know it. But by then you're so humble in the presence of God, you don't care that when you walk in a room, everybody knows God's with you. And doesn't mean you're God, doesn't mean you're perfect, doesn't mean you aren't fallen, doesn't mean you aren't a sinner, but the world recognizes that you're different, and then they want to come to what you're doing. They want to be shown what you're doing. And so that's where we are. So before I hit all this Piers Morgan highlights or lowlights and analyze each piece of propaganda next segment, I want to just remind all of you that what we have here at InfoWars, what we're doing here at InfoWars, what we are carrying out here at InfoWars is special, and the enemy particularly knows it's dangerous to them. And so we've learned through trial and error and action so much about liberty, so much about freedom, so much about how to build a better world, defend our children, and defend our own rights. And that sacrificing against tyranny and really having empathy and really caring is the opposite of being a psychopathic or sociopathic New World Order minion. And as you pull away from that sociopathic evil, though you were never there, you were close to it. I was close to it. Life gets so much better, so much more fulfilling, so much more enriched that you feel sorry for people serving evil because they don't know how rich and beautiful and amazing a real relationship with God and reality is. If we're going to go to break, come back and cover all this news, but all I can do is thank you for all you've done. We've come so far together, and just ask you again to spread the word about the broadcast and to buy an unsigned book or a fundraiser signed book. We have the last of the signed books available at InfoWarsStore.com. To go try Real Red Pill Plus, to go try things like 1776 testosterone boost, which is a private label, the best-selling product, safest, best product in the country that's natural. All of that is at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you, and I thank you for your support. With all the cardiovascular attacks happening, whether you're young or old, you should be taking nitric boost that creates nitric oxide in the blood that cleans out everything and is in mainline studies documenting to really do amazing things. That is with InfoWars MD, our great also CBD oil. Doesn't have any THC. It's just really good with pain and inflammation. These are really high-quality CBD oils from InfoWars MD that are about to sell out. Two of the three products have sold out, but we'll have more in soon. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. All right, Piers Morgan really went next level disinformation yesterday. We're going to document some of this on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Friday the 13th transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to now play some clips from Tucker Carlson's program. It's on in England. It's on in the United States. And, of course, I destroyed him 10 years ago in a debate. And I went on there yesterday, and his producers were deceptive. Of course, that was part of the course. I knew it was going to happen. Let's do an overhead shot, please. There's a few notes I wrote here, but here is what they sent me, and I said, I don't want to spend much of the time on San Diego. They said, oh, no, that's just one of the topics. But he spent 95% of the time on that. He wanted to talk about the rise of the right-leaning parties in the U.S. and other parties in Europe. He lost his thoughts on why Trump politics in the U.S., January 6th, Brazil's presidential election, recent riots, and then touch on Sandy Hook, and then Davos and that whole event coming up. But that's not what happened. It was all, oh, you're harassing families. Oh, you're being mean to them. And he plays a clip of one of these women. I never said her name. Didn't know who she was till she sued me, like that FBI agent. And they're up there saying things that I never did to them. But the judge found me guilty and then had show trials to decide how guilty I was. And I know you're sick of hearing about that, and so am I. So I'm not going to start with those clips first. I'm going to get to clip 7, Alex Jones and Piers talk about gay frogs. And this is one of the things that he says discredits me. We added a few clips backing it up. When it is the atrazine making the male frogs want to have sex with other male frogs, meaning they become extinct. So even stuff that's documented, he tries to say, is made up. Here it is.
You said the chemicals in the water, which are put there by the government, are turning frogs gay in a gay bomb. You said Michelle Obama is a man. In a 12-minute video, you analyzed footage of photographs proving that Mrs. Obama has a penis. You said that Robert Mueller, the former FBI director who investigated Trump's Russia ties, which turned out to be
a demonic pedophile,
and said that's a demon I will take down or die trying. He's obviously not a pedophile, and so on. So here's my point, Alex. Are you there? You keep flashing up your info. You don't need to promote InfoWars. We all know about it.
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is...
On the front page of InfoWars...
You get all these charges, Alex, and I can't respond.
Let me ask you the question I'm about to ask you. I read a piece on InfoWars all about the danger of falsehoods, right? The cost to livelihoods and lives. The problem with lack of integrity and a false information pandemic. Your website is promoting that thinking that it's wrong to have false information put out there. And yet the guy behind the website making all the money is the guy saying all this stuff, which is obviously complete nonsense.
All right, you just talked for 4 minutes. Can I talk now?
You know it's nonsense, don't you?
You're scared to let me talk.
Your chance to respond.
No, I don't know it's nonsense. And if you took your time through all those points you just raised, I can back every one of them. There are more than 1,000 university studies from England to Australia to South Africa to Mexico to Austin, Texas, that atrazine is literally making male frogs gay. They don't want to have sex with female frogs, and their populations are plummeting and even becoming extinct. Boom.
It might look like we're out in a bush somewhere, but 15 feet on either side, we're surrounded by agriculture, and the runoff ends up in this river. All of the algae is the result of all the nutrients, because a lot of fertilizers are used in agriculture. And once those fertilizers get into the water, you get these blooms of algae. Our data so far suggests that the mixture of pesticides causes an increase in stress hormones, and those stress hormones cause immunosuppression, which leads to the inability to respond to any kind of disease pathogen.
Hayes is testing the effects of chemicals like atrazine, a common herbicide. We have a whole family of animals where we've eliminated the female chromosome.
Specimen 01.
These animals that we know are genetic males have been exposed to atrazine for their entire life. And many of these genetic males now are turning into females.
The one that's sort of remarkable is this pair. These are both males. The one on the bottom, acting as the female, we affectionately refer to as Darnell. He's a genetic male that not only acts like a female, he lays eggs like a female. He, she has been exposed to atrazine all of her life. I don't even really know how to reference it. This is Darnell's third clutch. So Darnell has sons and daughters that we've grown up. You can see eggs in the bottom. This is actually her second clutch for today. He, she has been copulating for getting close to 24 hours now. This is probably one of the most remarkable things I've seen in my work.
Jones has argued that the government has the ability to control tornadoes, and that tap water is a gay bomb, and that they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
This is the most common contaminant in ground and surface water and drinking water, and the level of atrazine that it took to make this male turn into a female is three times less than what's allowed in our drinking water.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Serious crap. So, Piers Morgan says I'm the devil and just lying. And he brought up when Joan Rivers said that Big Mike was a man, and we talked about it. That's a big internet thing. We just covered it. We're now bad, and we made that up to, quote, make money. What? All these media outlets have to make money. So here's clip 8, Big Mike, Joan Rivers clip. Here it is. Then, 9-11, I don't think radical Islam doesn't exist. There were criminal elements in our government that it came out even in the hearings that stood down and did nothing. So you rattle off.
9-11 was not an inside job. Michelle Obama is not a man. Robert Mueller is not a demonic
pedophile. Let me talk about Michelle Obama.
Hillary Clinton didn't want a child abuse from a pizza restaurant.
Let me talk about Big Mike.
These are all ridiculous lies. Here's the point, Alex. You're not a stupid man.
You just repeated them again.
You're not a stupid man.
I'm going to talk over you then.
You know these things are untrue.
Let me talk. I'm going to talk over you. Let me talk. That is a transcript you have. I was playing a clip of Joan Rivers 2 months before she died with fire exploding out of her mouth in a surgery. She said, Michelle Obama is a tranny. Everybody knows that we already have a gay president. And I was quoting what she said, and I was questioning what people were saying.
Mr. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't charge.
And do you think that the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman
we
president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay.
Okay, so he mixed that with me saying gay bomb and with the frogs, all together, scrambling quotes together. The Pentagon, BBC, ABC News, 1994, U.S. military actually considered building a gay bomb and did, and tested on U.S. soldiers. Okay? So that's mainstream news. It's on screen for TV viewers. That's what I did. So we're going to continue here through everything he claims. And since he brings up Sandy Hook, I'm going to tell you what I really said about Sandy Hook and Adam Lanza being in working with the CIA. And I have mainstream news showing that, including the Unabomber, when we come back. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Adam Lanza is the guy that killed the kids, not me. And everybody thinks about me and Sandy Hook. I did not kill those children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise have been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back, broadcasting worldwide on the Friday the 13th transmission. We're looking at the Piers Morgan disinformation and lies. Got other news coming up before I hand the baton to the next guest host in the fourth hour, Jay Dyer. So let's get back into this. And again, it's not about Sandy Hook, it's not about Alex Jones, it's about the anatomy of a psyop. I come out, say Adam Lanza was with the CIA in a mind control program like Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. That's all declassified. Tim McVeigh was controlled by mind control individuals. There's Adam Lanza right there, if you're watching on TV. And he was in a secret government program about to show you mainstream news articles that cover all this. So was the Aurora mass shooter. His dad ran the government brain interface program with DARPA. That was the Batman shooter. So we covered that aspect. Then a bunch of professors came out and other individuals said it was staged. We looked at them saying it was staged. I didn't get any heat for that. We barely covered it, as you know. Then when Hillary runs against Trump, she runs $30 million of ads with edited clips of me saying Sandy Hook may not have happened. And then they have a PR firm we now know that runs the UN PR that said Jones is harassing families, is attacking people with Trump. They built it up. The family sued me. The judges defaulted me, had show trials, $1.5 million, all this ridiculousness. And so I only said the name on air ever of Robbie Parker because people were playing the video of him where he gets up there and starts laughing and then he starts crying. And I said, yeah, it looks weird. Okay, so now that's $90 million or $100-something million to him for that. But the idea that I target these people is a total fraud. But now they've been used by the lawyers, by the Democratic Party, by Obama, to come after not just guns, but also your First Amendment. So I saw this lady at the Connecticut trial. How can your first response be total garbage, Pierre Morgan said. He played a clip of her and said a bunch of stuff that I was saying was total garbage. Then I went on to say, I don't even know her name until she sued me, and her saying that I sent people to harass her, or them saying that, is not the case. So Piers Morgan responds to Alex Jones' bizarre reaction after showing a clip of him, of a mother who lost her son in Sandy Hook shooting. So people know my name and association with Sandy Hook, not Adam Lanza's, but we'll look at Adam Lanza's past here in a moment. Here's clip two where he plays the clip, but here's what's important. She says because of harassment and things that they never show evidence of, that they then say, I'm sending people to them with no evidence of that, that she has to sleep with a gun. So here she is admitting we need the Second Amendment. So I have nothing against this woman, but the idea that she never did anything and I came after her, that's just not what happened. But again, they live off this. They cover this. They got $73 million from Remington. They've gotten over all these groups, hundreds of millions in money, major PR firms constantly raising money, and they're claiming, I'm bringing it up. I'm harassing. I'm coming after them. This is how they demonize populism. Here's the clip.
I want to play you a clip. This is a clip of one of the parents from Sandy Hook, because you've talked about this at length now, Nicole Hockley. And I want to talk... After this clip, I want you to just listen to what she had to say to me recently on the show.
He did his first broadcast saying that he thought this was a false flag. When I was still in the firehouse and I didn't even know if my child was alive or dead yet, he started off within 2.5 hours of the shooting.
Nice conflation. I said Adam Lanza was in the news connected to the CIA and a mind control program at Yale that I'll show you, CBS, New York Times in a few minutes. Over a year until I covered the theories by Fetzer and a bunch of others that it didn't happen. So see how this works? Oh, he instantly attacked us. He instantly. No, not true. Continue.
When I was still in the firehouse and I didn't even know if my child was alive or dead yet, he started off within 2.5 hours of the shooting and has kept putting out video video.
Our lawyers deposed all these people. Most of them said they never heard of me until 2017 before they sued me. So she's in the firehouse. I'm attacking her. Never said her name. Continue.
Year after year after year, and calling us all crisis actors, calling our children, either that they were never killed or they were never alive in the first place, that we're traitors, that we're treasonous, and that we're government shills. It's been.
And pause again. No video of me saying they're treasonous. No video of me talking about her. No video ever saying they're shills. But see, we couldn't put that on in court because we were barred from a defense. We're already guilty. Now we have a show trial. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Continue.
Well, it's been easy to turn off some of it, but some of these people have been incredibly dangerous. And when he says, when he...
By the way, pause again. Back it up 5 seconds. Where's the videos of me saying all this? Not in court. Not on the show. Pierce tries to read some mixed up transcripts about gay frogs, gay bombs, Michelle Obama, 3 different shows, all conflated together, mixed together out of context. Continue.
Now we're government shills. It's been very difficult. It's been easy to turn off some of it, but some of these people have been incredibly dangerous. And when he says, when he stokes this anger in his base, this fear, and then incites them to action by saying, we need to investigate this.
Pause again. Back it up 5 seconds. Where did I tell him go to your house? Don't have that. You just say that. Where's the proof they went to your house? There's no proof. None of it put on a trial. None of it. Alex Jones did all this. No, I didn't. Continue.
incredibly dangerous. And when he says, when he stokes this anger in his base, this fear, and then incites them to action by saying, you know, we need to investigate this, you need to look into this more, they come at us.
By the way, so, pause again. Here she is at her big Sandy Hook Promises office. How much money have they raised off this? And how much money have they raised by keeping it in the news, attaching it to me, saying I'm attacking him? Continue.
Social media comments, which can be damaging. It's defaming. It's hurting your reputation. People, I don't know if I'm walking around, who thinks I'm real and who thinks I'm an actress.
You went with Obama and the rest of the families early on and became super political. And a lot of these folks blame the Second Amendment and gun owners for what happened. So people are sick of that, lady. But again, I didn't know who you were until you sued me. Never even talked about you. Go back to her.
I'm real and who thinks I'm an actress. It's damaging to my son's memory in terms of his life, his short 6-year-old life. It's damaging to my surviving son because I don't know what he's going to deal with going forward. But it's also scared the living daylights out of me. I sleep with weapons by my bedside. I've received death threats. I've received harassing calls and mail. I've had people send me pictures of dead children because they say, as a crisis actor, you have no idea what a dead child looks like. So let me send you this picture so you can see it. This is stuff that has really not only just been distressing, it's disturbing.
I'll stop again. Never in the trial either this even happened or that I made people do it. But they can just say whatever they want, and I'm the bad guy, and that's the end of it. Continue.
Security, you know, I'm just a mom. I'm just trying to look after my surviving son, run my organization, and make some good in the world. I didn't choose to be part of this. Alex Jones chose to tell lies knowing that they were lies and continuing to harbor that lie.
Knowing they were lies. No, I never said that. Never lied about you. Those are lies. Continue.
And for his own profit.
What's your reaction to that woman who lost her son, Dylan, at Sandy Hook?
Total garbage. Never said her name. Only person's name I said was Robbie Parker. 30-something million views on YouTube. He was laughing. Everything suddenly started crying.
So your response to that woman's incredibly powerful,
so you're
going to
give me 5 seconds?
Account.
Well, this is
How can your first response be total garbage?
Never let me talk the whole time. I'm saying the whole story's garbage. The whole thing's BS. All I know is Scarlett Lewis was in the Texas trial for 2 days. I came and taped my show the day I was going to testify early morning. And I said, I think she's real. I think her son died. I'm sorry it happened. And I go there that day. You all saw it. I couldn't talk. She yelled at me and got in my face for 10 minutes and said, I heard today you went on air and say, I'm an actor. Now this happened. How dare you? And I got on the stand later that day and I said, I'm on record saying it happened today because one of my lawyers told me that. It's all fantasy land, folks. They do whatever they want and attach what happened to their kids to me. And I'm sick of it and I'm tired of it. And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. They'll never silence me until I'm dead. We'll be right back. We got more straight ahead.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Me with tens of thousands of articles, thousands of news reports, Sandy Hook, he's mean to people, he's attacking them, no evidence of it, all made up. So now we're going to talk about what they don't want you to look at and remember. Overhead shot, please, for TV viewers. For radio listeners, you can just search this for yourself. ABC News, five disturbing things we learned today about Sandy Hook shooter Adam Lanza. And that's back from the time this all went on. Oh, they don't want us discussing this. 2006, almost a year after community psychiatrist for a valued Lanza, he was seen at the Yale Child Study Center by clinical psychiatrists, the report says. The evaluation reportedly to determine if Adam Lanza had obsessive-compulsive disorder in the context of a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome. Their son was angry about having to go to Yale. The Yale APRN Advanced Practice Resignation Nurse, the present-day interview, offered her view that Adam Lanza may not, in fact, have had autism spectrum disorder, but rather he suffered from disabling anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, the report says. Yale did not think that Adam Lanza was gifted and unique, pointed to the average cognitive abilities captured by the school psychological testing he was involved in. Here's another one out of the local Connecticut news. Child Advocate Report, Yale's psych recommendations for Lanza weren't sent to include the records. And what was going on there? Current exclusive, more than 1,000 pages of documents reveal Sandy Hook shooter Adam Lanza's dark descent into depravity. New report, Adam Lanza did not snap. He was already evil and crazy. Why did his mother get him a gun? Yale's recommendations for support of Newtown's shooter, largely unheeded, where he said years before he was planning the attack. New York Times, Adam Lanza's mental problem was completely unrelated before Newtown shooting, report says. Adam Lanza threatened Sandy Hook killings years earlier. New York Times. Cops heard Adam Lanza wanted to kill Sandy Hook before shooting. Doc Show. Sandy Hook reports shooter's mom wanted to buy him a gun for Christmas. Yahoo News. Adam Lanza's mental problems completely unrelated. So that's what's going on here, and that's what they don't want to discuss. And then I've got a whole stack of articles here we can show up on screen as well, where the CIA and FBI, go ahead and pull those up, put them on screen. I thought I had them in the stack. Visited him in the years before because of hacks he did and other things. I mean, that's what needs to be investigated. I don't know what happened there, but it's in the police report. The police got there, and there was no blood in the bathroom but a pile of dead bodies, and the police thought the bodies had been moved there. So that's what we were covering early on, not what others said later that we covered that they've come after us for. So this is what they picked to come after us for. This is their attempt to shut us down, but it's not working. All right. Let's go ahead now and shift gears into other things that Piers Morgan was up to and that he was doing. Let's go ahead and play clip four. And we'll also play the clip as well at the end, where 500,000 kids killed by increased sanctions, Madeleine Albright said was a good price to pay, but she's a hero of the left. I'm bad for questioning Jussie Smollett, WMDs in Iraq, and Sandy Hook. Here it is. Yeah, listen, and Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State under Clinton, was asked by Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes that Clinton tripled sanctions on Iraq to kill 2 million people, 500,000 children. She said it was a good thing to do. She'd do it again. I didn't kill 500,000 children. I question all these events because many of them are provocateur staged.
I understand that, but I also understand that
what about all the kids dying from the poison shots?
Let me just
what
finish.
About the CDC admitting it causes microdose
heart attacks? Here's the problem, Alex. The problem is,
if I deserve to die for questioning a mass shooting, then what happens to the big companies that sold these poison shots that weren't approved and weren't safe and didn't
protect
them?
Here's my question.
What happens to them while you're... I'm the worst guy in the world.
Alex.
So Piers, hold on. I'm the worst guy in the world, right?
I didn't say that.
I told them in a deposition that back when this went on, and I started questioning it like 9 years ago, about a year after, when I said false flag, I believe they may have protected him. They may have known it was coming, like Uvalde, 75 minutes, the police stood down. I believe that was a real shooter. Real kids died. In Florida, at Parkland, there was a stand down. Why the police chief said, well, he thought he'd already killed all the kids, so he didn't want more death. That was in the news. That was in the Dallas Morning News yesterday. I'm questioning Parkland, saying, did they let it happen? That's a false flag. To say a false flag doesn't mean the parents are fake. I apologized on Joe Rogan before I was sued. I apologized on dozens of shows when they brought this up in 2016.
All right, but here's my question. Here's my question.
And then they went on the news and said I was currently sending people to their houses. Where is the video of me saying go to their houses?
Alex.
Where is the video of me pissing on their graves?
Alex.
It's not true.
No.
They're raising money on my name.
Alex.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
But she's a good guy, I'm the bad guy. Here he is bringing up January 6th, trying to imply I did something wrong there.
That's exactly what thousands of people did. They went down from hearing you say that, and Donald Trump the same way he said, and they launched an unprecedented attack on the Capitol, the very center of democracy in America. Do you regret now what you said at that speech?
No, I don't. I'd had rallies with over 1 million people, 500,000 people before that. It's an information war, Infowars.com. We're in an information war. We were there to have a 10-day investigation of the Constitution. The Democrats have done it before, just a few years before, to look at what was happening. We were there peaceful. And then, Piers, I tried to stop people and did keep thousands from going into the Capitol, and I've been cleared in the January 6th. Look at the Reuters article.
Just to be clear, do you denounce those who use violence that day?
Yes, I denounce Ray Epps telling the congressional committee that he orchestrated the attack, and I tried to stop the provocateurs in that operation from breaking in. We had a million people there. They tricked 1,000 or so to go in. A few hundred provocateurs broke through the police, similar to what we're seeing in Brazil. And so I'm on record there that day telling people don't go in the building and trying to stop it. When I say 1776, I'm saying try to take our guns, 1776. Try to take our free speech, 1776. It means political rebellion. It means an awakening. It means saying no. And then he panicked and kicked me off the show because I was kicking his ass with the truth. These people are disgusting, folks, and they want to demonize independent media by lying about me, by misrepresenting, and the people making money off Sandy Hook are the lawyers and quite frankly, the families with their big foundations and their big think tanks and all the things they've done. And a bunch of the ones that sued me have got big charities. They live full time off of it. And they got the nerve to point at me and claim I make money off Sandy Hook when I hardly ever covered it. So that's the reality. That's where this is all going. I'm done talking about Piers Morgan. I've got more clips here, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw this in the trash, and I'm done discussing that. I've got some other news I want to hit on the Davos Group meeting and coverage we're going to have of that and what's happening with the markets and also some of the other breaking news that is unfolding right now that will hit when we start the next hour. Then I'll hand the baton about 10 minutes in to Jay Dyer, who's loaded for bear with the globalist own quotes, how they see you as animals, how they want to euthanize you, how they want to get rid of you. But please, listeners, understand, we are in your hands. They can't shut us down. Only you can. We're almost at the level we need to stay on air, but we're not there. Please commit today to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get one or more of the great InfoWars MD products, super high-quality CBD oil at about half the price you're going to get at major stores. So good for your joints and your body and your well-being. InfoWars MD, we have the Nitric Boost InfoWars MD that's super strong natural compounds that boost nitric oxide in the blood. The Shroom Max, a natural non-stimulant nootropic. These are so good for people. You should try it out. We have so many other great products. Down and Out, our strongest sleep aid, back in stock. Real Red Pill, incredible with compounds that supercharge your hormones and natural function. Go read about Real Red Pill Plus. Back in stock, 50% off. Down and Out, back in stock, 40% off. Turmeric 95 is close to selling out. It's the same as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We were actually buying the product from the company we now get this from, but we changed the name. We'll still have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula in soon with the same orange bottle, but it's the same pill. 95% humanoid, the highest quality, strongest turmeric out there, what it does for inflammation, pain, your whole body, anti-cancer, you name it. Turmeric 95, InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And also on the site, 1776 Testosterone Boost is the strongest, best formula out there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.